This is Money Talks for January 8th. Did you ever hear of plastic pennies or platinum half dollars? They're some of the strange materials the U.S. Mint has experimented with over the last 200 years. This is ANA's Money Talks. The Mint is always tinkering with the nation's coins, reworking coin designs, adding new metals or taking some out, and trying out new materials. Before any change enters full production, the Mint puts out a few experimental or pattern pieces. Most are immediately destroyed, but every now and then a few make their way into the hands of coin collectors. In 1974, when the government considered replacing our copper pennies with aluminum ones, the Mint made a few sample coins to show members of Congress. Not all the coins were returned to the Mint as required. One was donated to the Smithsonian Institution, but the other missing coins have gone underground. During World War II, the military needed all the copper it could get its hands on for bullets and other war material. The Mint struggled to find a substitute material for the penny, even testing plastic before deciding on galvanized steel. Many of the surviving plastic pieces have snapped in half, indicating they failed at least one crucial test. One of the strangest experimental coins is the 1814 platinum half dollar. Mint records don't indicate why it was struck. The coin defies logic, since platinum, then and now, is worth much more than silver. One explanation might be that there was a sudden glut of platinum and not many uses for it at the time. Some other pattern coins that didn't make it into full production include nickels with George Washington on them, denominations with holes in them, and a $4 gold piece, or Stella, as collectors call it. But that's a story for another day. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by Gerald Tebben and underwritten by members of the Professional Numismatist Guild, the PNG, whose motto is Knowledge, Integrity, Responsibility. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's coin club for over a century. For a free transcript, send a large self-addressed stamped envelope to ANA, Box 2196, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. Request program number 70. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.